This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has sharply criticized China for, quote, bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, end quote, and stressed the need for Japan and other democracies to work with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, Stoltenberg says this is a critical moment for NATO and Japan.
Beijing and Moscow are leading an authoritarian pushback against the international rules-based order. The Indo-Pacific faces growing challenges, from China's coercive behavior to provocations by North Korea. And in Europe, Russia continues to wage its brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
Stoltenberg called for Seoul to provide direct military support to Ukraine while in South Korea. The Kremlin said Wednesday that any deliveries of long-range weapons to Ukraine by Western countries would not change Russia's military objectives in Ukraine or change fighting on the battlefield. Human rights monitoring groups say Myanmar's military is increasingly turning to airstrikes with deadly results to try to crush stiff armed resistance, the AP's Charles Del Desma reports.
According to the organization Myanmar Witness and other experts, the military is heavily reliant on fighter jets and helicopter gunships supplied by its allies Russia and China. The underground National Unity Government says 460 civilians, mostly children, have lost their lives in airstrikes. The opponents of military rule have virtually no access to sophisticated weapons to combat air attacks. They have called for an embargo on the sale of aviation food to Myanmar, in addition to existing Western sanctions. I'm Charles Duledesma.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in the Philippines for talks on deploying larger numbers of U.S. forces and weapons in more Philippine military camps. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
China's increasingly aggressive actions against Taiwan and in the disputed South China Sea have been causing concerns in Washington. Philippine Ambassador to Washington Jose Romualdez said Austin will discuss a U.S. request for additional access to local military camps for American forces. U.S. forces have recently intensified and broadened joint training with Filipino troops, including on the western coast, which faces the South China Sea. Austin also visited southern Zamboanga City and met Filipino generals and a small contingent of U.S. counterterrorism forces. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank with no visible signs of progress toward halting one of the deadliest outbreaks of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. The anemic outcome from the visit that ended Tuesday highlights what appears to be the limited influence the Biden administration has over Israel's new government, which is dominated by hardline nationalists who oppose concessions toward the Palestinians. Ahead of Wednesday's funeral for Tyree Nichols, who died after being beaten by U.S. City of Memphis police officers, activists are pushing for changes in federal and state law. The AP's Norman Hall has more.
Some Memphis media outlets are reporting that four of the five officers charged in the case had previous infractions on their records. That's according to personnel files obtained through records request. According to the files, two of the five officers received reprimands for failing to file response to resistance forms after incidents involving women they arrested. Speaking at the historic Mason Temple Church, a civil rights hub in Memphis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says activists will keep pushing to end qualified immunity that protects officers from civil suits.
You have some real activists here in Memphis, and we ain't gonna stop until we make this happen.
Sharpton says Wednesday's funeral for Tyree Nichols will be dignified and about justice. I'm Norman Hall.
A tiny but dangerously radioactive capsule that fell off a truck on a remote Australian outback highway has been found, relieved authorities said Wednesday. The silver-colored cylinder is smaller than a human fingernail. It was recovered by the side of the road near the town of Newman, Western Australia, State Emergency Services said. Suez Canal tugboats are working to move a broken-down LNG tanker. Two canal sources told Reuters, adding that shipping traffic is unaffected. And the National Football League quarterback Tom Brady, who won seven Super Bowls and is considered one of the game's all-time greats, announced Wednesday he's retiring again. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.